黄埔区2020学年度第一学期高三年级期中调研测试英语试卷听力测试现在开始。
Listening Comprehension Section A Directions In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said.The conversations and questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and question about it, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. 1. Oh my God! My camera doesn't work. Who did it?
Don't you know our son is a troublemaker?
Question. What is the most probable relationship between the two speakers?
2. I must say, the new hairstyle looks great, and I've never had better service.
Thank you, miss. I'm glad you like it, and thanks a lot for the tip.
Question. What is most probably the man's job? 3. I like seafood. What about you?
I don't care much for seafood. Actually, I prefer fried chicken.
Question.How does the man like seafood?
4. Have you been to the nearby shopping mall recently?
Yes, I went there last Friday. They were having a 50% discount.
Question. What can we learn about the shopping mall?
5. Oh dear, none of my clothes fit me well now.
Just take it easy.Nothing is better than expecting a new family member.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation?
6. Have you changed your mind, Jessica?
Yes, I've decided not to sell the house. It is the only thing that my father left me.
Question. Why does the woman decide not to sell the house?
7.Thank you for coming so soon. The sink in the kitchen must have been blocked up, and there's water everywhere.
Don't worry. I'll have a look at the sink and get everything under control.
Question. What will the man most probably do next?
8. I've been waiting all week for this concert. It is supposed to be excellent, and with our student discount, the ticket will be really cheap.
I'm afraid that I left my student ID card in another purse.
Question. What does the woman imply? 9. How are you getting along with your research paper?
I finished all my research, but I haven't got time to organize the material yet.
Question. What should the woman do next?
10.I still can't get over the horrible scene in the movie. It appears quite often in my dream.
So next time you walk into a theater, make sure you know what you are going to see beforehand.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation?
Section B. Directions. In Section B, you will hear 2 short passages and 1 longer conversation.After each passage or conversation, you'll be asked several questions. The passages and the conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard.
Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
Few people would ever think of beginning a new career at the age of 76, but one of America's most famous artists did just that. Anna Mary Robertson, better known as Grandma Moses, turned to painting because she could no longer take an active part in the fun of her farm. As she searched for something to do, she discovered painting, an activity she had loved as a child.Grandma Moses painted in plain style, and her works are simple and basic, almost childlike in their composition. She first painted only for her own pleasure, and then began to sell her works for small sums of money. In 1939, an art collector named Louis Calder chanced to see several of Grandma Moses' works hanging in the drugstore. He liked them, bought them at once, and set out to look for more. Calder held a show to introduce the works of Grandma Moses to the art world. Grandma Moses passed away on December 13, 1961, at the age of 101. She was world famous then. Beginning at the age of 76, this amazing woman had enjoyed a second career that lasted a quarter of a century.
Listen again, please. Few people would ever think of beginning a new career at the age of 76. But one of America's most famous artists did just that. Anna Mary Robertson, better known as Grandma Moses, turned to painting because she could no longer take an active part in the fun of her farm. As she searched for something to do, she discovered painting, an activity she had loved as a child. Grandma Moses painted in plain style, and her works are simple and basic, almost childlike in their composition. She first painted only for her own pleasure, and then began to sell her works for small sums of money. In 1939, an art collector named Louis Calder chanced to see several of Grandma Moses' works hanging in a drugstore. He liked them, bought them at once, and set out to look for more. Calder held a show to introduce the works of Grandma Moses to the art world. Grandma Moses passed away on December 13, 1961, at the age of 101. She was world famous then. Beginning at the age of 76, this amazing woman had enjoyed a second career that lasted a quarter of a century.
Question 11. What did Grandma Moses do before she became an artist?
Question 12. How long did Grandma Moses' art career last?
Question 13. What is the story mainly about?
Questions 14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
We may engage ourselves with music as a creator, that is, a composer, or as a recreator, that is, a performer. But most of us engage ourselves with music as a receiver or a listener. As a listener, we respond to music with different levels of receptivity. We may be very casual and careless about the way we hear music, paying almost no attention to it. Elevator or telephone music, for example, is not meant to be listened to devotedly. We have all used music as background sound to create a pleasant atmosphere for our own quiet thought. On the other hand, especially when we are on the road, an easy listening can create a dreamlike atmosphere. So we may deliberately turn off the music so as to concentrate on the driving. However, there are other times when music is the center of our focus, and we give it our full attention. This could be in the church, at a special event, or at a concert. But how are we supposed to listen? And what are we supposed to listen for? Basically, there are two ways to experience music. Some people let the sound wash over them like a sonic bath, an emotional flood. This is the sensuous level. Other listeners respond on a comprehensive or analytical level, paying attention to various aspects of the music as they unfold. They listen for musical events. The first level of attending to music is purely emotive, the second analytical. Ideally, we learn to listen more comprehensively in order to increase the emotional impact. The second way of comprehensive or analytical listening reveals the expressive power of the music composition so that we can enjoy it more fully.
Listen again, please. We may engage ourselves with music as a creator, that is, a composer, or as a recreator, that is, a performer. But most of us engage ourselves with music as a receiver or a listener. As a listener, we respond to music with different levels of receptivity. We may be very casual and careless about the way we hear music, paying almost no attention to it. Elevator or telephone music, for example, is not meant to be listened to devotedly. We have all used music as background sound to create a pleasant atmosphere for our own quiet thought. On the other hand, especially when we are on the road, an easy listening can create a dreamlike atmosphere, so we may deliberately turn off the music so as to concentrate on the driving. However, there are other times when music is the center of our focus, and we give it our full attention. This could be in a church, at a special event, or at a concert. But how are we supposed to listen? And what are we supposed to listen for? Basically, there are two ways to experience music. Some people let the sounds wash over them like a sonic bath, an emotional flood. This is the sensuous level. Other listeners respond on a comprehensive or analytical level, paying attention to various aspects of the music as they unfold. They listen for musical events. The first level of attending to music is purely emotive, the second, analytical. Ideally, we learn to listen more comprehensively in order to increase the emotional impact. The second way of comprehensive or analytical listening reveals the expressive power of the music composition so that we can enjoy it more fully.
Question 14. Why do we sometimes deliberately turn off the music when we are on the road?
Question 15. According to the passage, where is music most likely to be focused on?
Question 16. How can we appreciate the music composition more fully? Questions 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
Good morning. I'd like to book some accommodation for 5 nights, arriving on tomorrow, December the 10th, and departing on December the 15th.
Just one moment, madam. We are rather full at the moment, you know, because of the National Trade Fair. What kind of rooms would you like?
I'd like 3 single rooms, all on the same floor.
I have 3 double rooms, but not 3 singles available, sorry.
What's the difference in price?
Single rooms are $60 per night. Doubles are $100.
I see. What kind of rooms are the double rooms?
Very nice rooms, madam. I can give you 3 doubles on the 6th floor, overlooking the city. They have balconies and bathrooms.
Well, one of the guests is in a wheelchair. Are these rooms accessible by wheelchair?
No, madam. The lift goes to the 5th floor only. In this case, you could have 3 rooms on the ground floor. 1 single and 2 doubles. No view of the city, but close to the garden.
And do you have a small conference room I can reserve for December the 13th all day?
Yes. We have a nice quiet room that would take about 12 people, and it's free. Would that be suitable?
Wow, that would be perfect. And are the public rooms all accessible without having to go up or down steps?
Yes, madam. The restaurant is on the 1st floor. There's a lift. Otherwise, everything, including the conference room, is on the ground floor.
All right, fine. Then I'd like to book the 3 rooms on the ground floor.
Thank you.
Listen again, please. Good morning. I'd like to book some accommodation for 5 nights, arriving on tomorrow, December the 10th, and departing on December the 15th.
Just one moment, madam. We are rather full at the moment, you know, because of the National Trade Fair. What kind of rooms would you like?
I'd like 3 single rooms. All on the same floor.
I have three double rooms, but not three singles available, sorry.
What's the difference in price?
Single rooms are $60 per night. Doubles are $100.
I see. What kind of rooms are the double rooms?
Very nice rooms, madam. I can give you three doubles on the sixth floor, overlooking the city. They have balconies and bathrooms.
Well, one of the guests is in a wheelchair. Are these rooms accessible by wheelchair?
No, madam. The lift goes to the fifth floor only. In this case, you could have three rooms on the ground floor. One single and two doubles. No view of the city, but close to the garden.
And do you have a small conference room I can reserve for December the 13th all day?
Yes. We have a nice quiet room that would take about 12 people. And it's free. Would that be suitable?
Wow, that would be perfect. And are the public rooms all accessible without having to go up or down steps?
Yes, madam. The restaurant is on the first floor. There's a lift. Otherwise, everything, including the conference room, is on the ground floor.
All right, fine. Then I'd like to book the three rooms on the ground floor.
Thank you.
Question 17. What is the woman most probably doing?
Question 18. Why is the hotel rather full at the moment, according to the conversation?
Question 19. How long does the woman want to reserve the conference room?
Question 20. Which of the following can be inferred according to the conversation? That's the end of the listening comprehension.
英语试卷听力测试到此结束。